Good morning. It's Monday, the 4th of May, 2026. This is the AI Meze from AI in Arabia's intelligence desk. Today, an Emirati ministry quietly flips a citizen workflow over to agentic AI. A Gulf bank names generative AI in its profit commentary for the first time. And the country's biggest data center operator stops talking growth and starts talking scarcity. First up, from Friday morning, every new work permit application filed in the United Arab Emirates is being evaluated by an AI and robotics platform built jointly by the Federal Authority for Identity, Citizenship, Customs and Port Security, and the Ministry of Human Resources and Emiratization. The platform took over the entire screening flow on the 1st of May. It replaced what had been a multi-day human review chain with an automated decision rendered in minutes. This is the first concrete deployment under the framework Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid unveiled on the 23rd of April, when he announced that half of UAE government services would run on agentic AI within 2 years. Where the April announcement was directional, this one is operational, and it's landed inside one of the highest volume citizen-facing workflows the federal government runs. Officials haven't disclosed the underlying models, but the architecture borrows from the ministry's existing risk scoring stack and the authority's biometric pipeline. Migrant labour groups are watching closely, focused on appeals, transparency around denials, and how the system handles the edge cases that previously got a human second look. The ministry has indicated it'll publish quarterly statistics on overrides as part of the broader transparency commitments tied to the agentic government plan. Why does this matter? The 50% agentic government target only counts if real workflows actually flip over. And this is the first one we can point to. Work permits are a stress test for sovereign agentic AI. The volume's high, the decisions are consequential, and the audit trail has to be regulator grade. If the ministry can keep refusal rates and appeal volumes flat through the cutover, every other ministry has a template. If it can't, the political cost of agentic government just got a price tag, and the rest of the Gulf is taking notes in real time. Now this is interesting. Mashreq has just become the first Gulf bank to publicly tie a quarterly profit beat to generative AI spend. Net profit for the first quarter of 2026 came in at 1.9 billion dirhams, up 7% year-on-year. Operating income reached 3.4 billion dirhams on a 35% jump in fees and commissions. The bank's chairman framed the quarter around the structural resilience of the UAE economy through the Iran conflict. But the line that caught Gulf Bank analysts was buried in the cost commentary. Operating expenses climbed 15%, and the bank attributed the rise specifically to targeted investment in generative AI initiatives, digital onboarding, and the build-out of its international network. That's the first time a major Gulf retail and corporate bank has publicly named generative AI as a discrete operating cost line tied to a profit beat, rather than burying it inside generic technology spend. For sell-side analysts who cover the UAE banking sector, that one disclosure changes the modelling. Mashreq has been among the most aggressive UAE banks on AI deployment over the past 2 years. Customer service co-pilots, credit underwriting, treasury automation, and a digital onboarding overhaul that brought new customer activation down to minutes. The first quarter disclosure suggests those investments are now being defended in the income statement, not just in the strategy deck. Why does this matter? Until this week, Gulf Bank chief financial officers could quietly absorb generative AI costs and let the benefits show up as revenue noise. Mashreq has just made that harder. Once one bank attributes a profit beat to AI spend, every regional CFO has to answer the same question on the next call. Expect more explicit AI cost lines in the second quarter reporting from Emirates NBD, ADCB, FAB, Riyad Bank, and the larger Saudi Tier 1 names. For founders selling into Gulf banks, the procurement environment just got friendlier and the deal cycles just got shorter. Okay, story number 3. State-controlled Khazna, the UAE's largest data center operator, has started construction on two new facilities in Mafraq and Masdar City. They'll add a combined 60 megawatts of capacity, with the Mafraq site targeted for late December 2026 and Masdar City scheduled for August. The two builds sit alongside Khazna's flagship 100.3 megawatt site in Ayman, which is expected to come online in the second half of the year as the first certified AI data center with liquid cooling in the wider region. Khazna's chief executive Hassan Al-Nakbi has confirmed that the operator will add more than 1 gigawatt of hyperscale capacity by 2030. The roadmap splits between domestic developments in Abu Dhabi, Dubai and Ajman, and roughly 400 megawatts of new international capacity targeting Saudi Arabia and Italy. Microsoft remains the anchor tenant in Ajman Dabiyet with a 30 megawatt initial deployment, and the operator is in discussions with at least two more hyperscalers about Mafraq. Here's what's striking. The new builds are framed in Khazna's own communications as a response to a UAE capacity shortage, not a speculative expansion. That's a notable shift in tone for an operator that historically led with growth language rather than scarcity language. The capacity squeeze is partly driven by the Stargate UAE campus pulling skilled construction labour, partly by AI training workloads from MGX portfolio companies that didn't exist 18 months ago, and partly by hyperscaler demand for Gulf resident inference capacity tripling since November. Why does this matter? MAFRAC and Masdar City alone don't solve the Gulf's AI compute crunch, but the language around them does. When the largest operator in the country tells the market it's building because supply can't keep up with demand, every regional chief information officer's 2027 budget just got harder. The bigger signal is the international leg. Casna planting a flag in Italy puts G42's data center arm into direct competition with Equinix and Digital Realty in southern Europe, with sovereign Gulf capital behind it. The UAE compute story has now formally crossed into Europe. And finally, the AI in Arabia view. Three stories, one through line. The gap between AI announcement and AI execution is closing faster in the Gulf than almost anywhere else in the world. The April 23rd Agentic Government Framework became a live work permit system in 8 days. MASHREQ's multi-year AI investment cycle has now produced a profit line a CFO will defend on a call. And Kasna is no longer planning capacity. It's admitting the country is short and breaking ground accordingly. The phase change matters because it raises the bar for everyone else in the region. Ministries, banks, operators that have been content to lead with strategy decks rather than with deployments. The next 2 quarters will sort the leaders from the followers, and the score will show up in published metrics rather than press releases. For founders, the takeaway is simple. Gulf government agencies and Gulf banks are now buyers under pressure to ship, not pilot. The procurement window for pedestrian-grade agentic systems, hardened compliance tooling, and AI-aware data center services has widened materially in the last 2 weeks. The window for slideware has narrowed. The companies that will win the next 12 months in the region are the ones that can move from a memorandum of understanding to a live deployment in the same quarter, because that's the cadence the customer's now operating at. Pricing power follows speed, and speed in this region now means weeks rather than years. That's the AI Mez A for Monday from AI in Arabia's Intelligence Desk. We'll see you tomorrow.